Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It's just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
Demi's running that team. Demi's running you.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just that it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray,
thank you.
Let me shake hands with you. You come in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I'll tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man.
This is the Donegal GAA podcast on Ocean FM. Austin O'Callaghan here. We've allowed Paddy McGill a rare Sunday off. And it's been a poignant Sunday for Donegal Gaelic Games. The county hosting reigning league champions Derry at the revamped Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon on the weekend that the death of Éirua GAA club president Owen Roe O'Neill was announced. A man who had a lifelong association with Gaelic football and hurling in Ballyshannon and one of the driving forces behind the establishment of the great St Joseph's Club in the 1960s. A moment's silence was held in his memory before throw-in. As for the game itself, we're going to join it with 6 minutes to go, Derry leading by 6 points and seemingly on course to win this Ulster Championship dress rehearsal. They had in fact been 8 up earlier in the half, but when Michael Murphy's on the pitch, anything is possible. Here's the Ocean FM Sport commentary team of Pádraig McShay and first Michael Daly to describe Sunday's finish.
Crowd getting a little bit impatient with Donegal original players on. Make a move. So a chance here for Niall O'Donnell. He's on the 13. Pick inside to Murphy. Murphy flicks it and the ball is sent. And there you go. Murphy with the flick to Shane O'Donnell. Donegal, in their fifth game in the National League, have finally scored a goal and it was a cracker.
It was a great goal. It was a great score. And yet again, who else but Murphy set it up. A beautiful layoff by the Glenswilly player. And O'Donnell did finish with aplomb. A wonderful goal. Donegal
six
right
and a
back
half
in the
minutes
game.
And there's 3 points in it. And we know it's kind of like the hurling now with the two-pointers. Anything could happen. 3 points is nothing. Owen McHugh has won the ball. Can you hear the roar in the Father Tierney Park? Donegal getting the dander up here. Ball with Kieran McGonigal. Kieran McGonigal's on his own 45-metre line. Another score, a point. Anything would be a real impetus for Donegal and put Derry back under pressure. What a finish. Rattled it to the net. There was no way that Oran Lynch was going to save that. Made two superb saves from Jamie Brennan, but not this time. So Donegal finally, so to speak, break their duck with their first goal in the Allianz National Football League 2025. Owen Bond got her. He's still full of running here. Donegal build the move from the back and they give it to Darrow O'Beale. Darrow O'Beale has been sensational. He's outside the 40-metre arc. He's looking for the runner. He still gives the ball inside. A chance for another score. I think it's come off the side of the foot of Donegal's Conor O'Donnell. Conor O'Donnell, unlucky there, but I can see it from here.
An opportunity missed, and a vital miss at this stage, because we are, the clock is running down, we're almost 65 minutes gone, 5 minutes left. I believe we still have time.
Oh, it's in the mixer now. It's 116 to 119. That's nothing in Gaelic football. Modern day National Football League. Slight breeze in Donegal's favour. Huge crowd here. Nobody's going home. It's going to be a grandstand finish. Shane McGuigan should have won the ball, loses possession, and the linesman gives the sideline to Donegal. Conor Moore has the ball, gives it to Murphy. Give me the ball. Murphy wants the ball. He's deciding the plays now. Kieran McGonigal, he's crossing the 65. He's on the 65. He's looking for a runner. He's looking for a ball inside. He gives that ball to Oran Doherty. Oran Doherty back outside to Farah. Oisin Gallan. Oisin Gallan to Brendan McCall. He's wearing number 3, but he's way, way up the field. Murphy sprays the ball way over. It wasn't intended for Kieran Thompson, but he's there on his own. and the ball comes to him. Darrow Wheel is outside him. Darrow Wheel in the pocket for the shot. Decides to take a flick and backs it outside. Kieran Thompson. Kieran Thompson's 45 metres out. Left footed kick. And the umpire's nod and Donegal are just one behind and we are in mixer time. 66 minutes here. 1 point between the teams. Can you hear the roar in the Father Tierney Park? Donegal sense there's something on here. What a time to score a two-pointer. 118 to 119. You're listening to Ocean FM. We're coming to you live from the Father Tierney Park in association with our grateful sponsor, Donegal Plumbing and Heating. And the pipes are certainly warming up now, Porrick.
And we've played more football in the last 10 minutes than we did for the duration of the game. Michael, this has been a positive response from Donegal.
And the shouts, if you can hear them, Donegal, Donegal. Another change, this time Derry bringing off one of their hard working players, number 19 for Derry is coming off, Paddy McGrogan, and he gets a tap on the back from Paddy Talley. Paddy Talley looked like he had crafted a masterclass here in the Father Tierney Park. So Donegal win the break again and the ball is sent inside and there's a chance here for a major if not a minor for Donegal. Left foot a kick and it's over the bar from Conor O'Donnell. The sides are level. 66 minutes played. 119 to Donegal, 119 to Derry, and you can hear the roar in Ballyshannon now. The sun is behind the clouds, but Donegal are shining.
And the elements and the crowd are big time behind Donegal at this stage, who did show a fair degree of courage in the last quarter.
Well, never let it be doubted that Donegal wanted to win this game. It's Murphy, and there's a man on his back and a man beside him, and the free is won by Donegal on the halfway line. This moves swiftly. Murphy with the quick kick back inside to Kieran Moore. The letter Kenny Mann has his jersey well tested. He's going on. Chance of a goal! Yeah. Oh, and the flight of the ball went over the bar. And he was a revelation when he came in last year. Kieran Moore, wearing number 7. Great score. And Donegal are in the lead, Porrick.
I think, Michael, that Kieran was looking for the goal, to be honest with you.
Because, oh, absolutely.
He cleaned through.
Donegal ahead. 120 to 119. 67 minutes on the clock, but Derry aren't done yet. Here they come. Great performance by Derry away from home. They've had a bad National League, but you couldn't say anything about them today. They've certainly put it up to Donegal. One of their better players in the first half, Lachlan Murray, has been quiet in the second. He's been well subdued. You can almost hear the crowd trying to suck the ball away from Derry here. And I think Donegal have retrieved the ball. There's such a crowd there, I can't see at the sideline. Back to Donegal again, and there's a foul and a free. The ball is won by Paul Cassidy. Paul Cassidy on the ground. Conor Glass decides to move the ball swiftly. Doesn't want to take the chance from the free. Chance for Derry here. They're on the D. Back outside, looking for Shane McGuigan. Nobody wants to have a go. Ball is popped outside to Kieran McPaul. Kieran McPaul with the ball, and again Derry working it very, very steady here, very, very calm. 67, 68 minutes gone. 120 to Donegal, 119 to Derry. Could we have another share of the spoils here? It'll be fine for Donegal, but not enough for Derry. They need a major. So a chance for Derry with Paul Cassidy. He's way outside the 45 metre line. Very few options inside. He does a goose step and back inside, trying to win a yard or two. And the ball is dropped, and there looks like a foul there. Hand is up, no. And it's fisted wide. Over the bar. Wide. And it's fisted wide. A wide by the man who could do no wrong in the first half, Lachlan Murray. 69 minutes gone here. Donegal 120, Derry 119. What a turnaround for Donegal in the last 5-6 minutes of this game. And at the centre of that turnaround was you know who, the man at the moment, Michael Murphy from Glenswilly. I know he likes playing here. Dry, dry pitch, fantastic punty field here, and a great crowd, and nobody's going home.
No, it's been a very, very exciting and interesting second half. Much improved Donegal performance in the last 20 minutes.
And fitness levels are serious, Barry.
You're absolutely incredible.
Sean Patton with a boomer of a kick. It's Glass and Murphy go up, and Murphy gets the tap down, and Donegal are in with a chance for a score. And the ball has moved swiftly. Another ball inside here is all we need. Left foot a kick. And it's over the bar. Conor O'Donnell has had 5 minutes to dream of for Donegal here. What a score. Murphy again won the dirty ball, knocked it down, came for the 1-2 and knocked it into Conor O'Donnell. Conor O'Donnell from Carndonagh, top of the county, top man. 121 to 119. Donegal leading here. 69 minutes and 16 seconds. The clock is stopped. It's exciting stuff. Don't ever let anybody tell me that Donegal don't want to win National Football League games. And a mistake here by Derry goalkeeper, and the ball has gone inside again. Darrow Bull! Far Asky Door, far Mike! Score from Darrow Bull. He was a star in so many of the games. He's the leading scorer for Donegal in the National League, and with a score like that, he has put Donegal 122 to 119, 3 points up, 69-47, 69-48, 10 seconds to go. Tick tock, and you'll hear the hooter for the first time in the Father Tierney Park very, very shortly. Donegal leading 122 to 119. What a storming finish! Huge excitement. So nobody's disappointed in the Father Tierney Park today. Donegal 122, Derry 119. Porrick, that was the best 5 or 6 minutes of a game. The last bit, it made up for a lot of the dull stuff you were giving out about.
Well, certainly, you know, if one were in the cold light of day to analyse the performance, Michael, you would have to say that for a long time, we never really got the show on the road. But when we did get the show on the road, we were quite superb. Again, and it's not a coincidence, the man who made it happen was the big Glenn Swilly hero. He was frigging great, and his setting up of the goal was the fundamental score in the match. It was crucial, it was vital, and it was an absolutely superb finish by Shane O'Donnell. Donegal, the one thing what we have to give them, they've played with great heart all year.
They've battled and they never stopped.
You're absolutely right. They never stopped. But to be fair to them, they were off colour for a long time in this game. But they still believe. And we felt at half time that the introduction of Michael Murphy would be a factor.
Oh, you called it. You called
would
it.
Would be
right.
A factor. And certainly he did deliver the goods when we needed him to. He's a fabulous asset to Donegal football. Always has been and will be for as long as he turns out in that jersey. Exciting stuff, Michael. A very good win. You have to give them great credit because, as I said, they were off colour for a long time, but when the chips were down, they certainly delivered the goods.
Well, I thought it was a fantastic final few minutes from Donegal, and they really, I think, I suppose, all in all, Derry will go home very disappointed, but it was something special from Tyrconnell. And I suppose Murphy, yeah, was key to it in the end. He was the pivot around so much, but Conor O'Donnell came good. He was in and out of the game in terms of scores. He came good at the end.
Oshin also made a fair contribution with a couple of very good long-range points. Kieran Thompson kicked a couple of great scores as well. And, you know, Derry, to their credit, come out with 6 changes from the original lineup and really put it up to us today. But Donegal's desire, will to win, and whatever self-belief Jim has inserted in this outfit, it makes it very, very enjoyable to watch them. When the chips are down, they never hand in their gun, Michael. They're battlers, there's no doubt about that, and that's a wonderful quality they have on any team.
Tell people what's going on out in the field now. Isn't that fantastic to see that on a March day?
Well, on a March day, in a what some people would see as an innocuous National League game, there's a very big crowd on the pitch, and obviously they all want to have a word with one man in particular. And the one thing that I do admire about the Donegal players, they're extremely amenable. They're a very pleasant group of lads. And in fairness to McGuinness, they're a credit to him. Their behaviour on and off the pitch is top drawer. And the other point which you made, and it was a well-made point, was that their fitness levels are quite outstanding. My hope is that this day, 5 weeks when we're in Ballybuffet, urging them on yet again, that they maintain the level of fitness that they've achieved. It's quite unique in amateur sport.
A word about Derry. They're in bother now. They're on 1 point in the league. The last time, as I said, in 1990 when they came here, they ended up getting relegated, and of course then they played in McCool Park. They've only met in the last, say, 20 years twice.
That's right.
But today they could be relegated as well. This could be the one.
I would say they are definitely in real trouble, and they'll do very well to survive relegation at this stage. But the one other body blow that they did suffer midway through the second half, Michael, was the loss of Brendan Rodgers. He's a very good player, and next to Conor Glass, he's probably their spiritual leader. So definitely he was a loss to Derry. But I think the momentum was with Donegal, and after the goal, we felt we needed a goal, but once we got it, there was only going to be 3-1 result. Great gratitude to see them, you know, and great satisfaction to see them hang in there and battle to the extent, and because they had the battle, and a lot of them weren't on top of their game, but that's a great quality to win when you're not at your best. Because after, I think, 15 minutes of the first half, it was 4 points each, and it looked sort of pedestrian, but there was nothing pedestrian about that last 20 minutes. It was great. It was absolutely great.
Listen. You played out here, you've distinguished yourself playing for Donegal on many's a field, but there was something about today, it was very important. God rest the Charlie Harvey and Charlie McDevitt, but and our own president, Owen Rowe, a thought came through my head that...
He was looking down.
Yeah.
He was looking down at us because...
That was something and that he didn't... We weren't going to lose today.
Well, you know, in the end it looked like that because, you know, not only did they win it, but they won it emphatically in the end. After a bad, I suppose, 40 minutes, Michael, they really came good when it really mattered. And there's a lot of smiles out there. And as I said earlier, it's not that we're a conceited county, but we do feel that we're possibly potential winners.
Steady, absolutely.
And I would have to say...
I know.
There's a quality about them which is quite endearing.
When you're Peter Canavan saying you might be winning All Ireland, you get a bit nervous.
Absolutely.
Especially in March.
Absolutely. You do.
But, right. Man of the match or men of the match?
Well,
we'll not do a man of the match. Who really impressed you from Donegal? Think about it now. Obviously, you'll say Murphy, but others who stood up.
I thought that Thompson had a very workmanlike hour, to be fair to him. He worked very, very hard. And... While Oisin was in and out of it and maybe suffering from a lack of confidence to a certain extent, he still made a contribution.
He had to be watched.
Darrow Beale is also a major asset at this stage. He's playing exceptionally well, having a very good year, and his confidence is sky high.
Would the loss of Brendan Rodgers with about 15 minutes to go have been significant? I think it probably was.
It was a factor, Michael, there's no doubt about it.
It's what you don't see that he's doing.
It was a factor, there's no question about that. He's a very, very good footballer and has been for a very long time. And he's the competitive instinct, which is great as well.
Yeah.
But it was very enjoyable in the end. We were worried for a long time, there's no point in saying we weren't. We were concerned and we did look leggy for a long time. But when the chips were down... And we needed to play. We played, and we played very, very well.
Yeah, so if you're just getting into your car and heading off, it's been a great day for Donegal here. A really, really storming finish. Donegal finished 122, Derry 119. Derry are in trouble. They're on 1 point in the league. Donegal now on 8. But what we saw today was, I suppose, the big role that Michael Murphy can play. I don't know, Pádraig, if he's going to be started in too many games. But
probably won't be, and
he's impact with a capital I.
Well, you know, he's like a fox in a hen house when he goes in there. He puts the fear of God in opposing defenders.
And he's drawn
defenders.
People to him, and that means others get a run.
Puts the fear of God in opposing defenders. There's no doubt at all about that. Yeah. And he did it again today, Michael. That's 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. And it's nice to have the luxury of sliding him in and out when we need him.
Yeah. Tell me this, your long time at this... Today, 122 to 119. Okay, we're all going to say we're happy because Donegal won. But did you enjoy your day? Did you enjoy being here?
I always said that this place was the field of dreams when I was a young fly. I loved coming up here. We have the memories in this place, and God rest Owen Rowe, we'll mention him one more time. We lived about this place as young lads, and your late father was one of the boys that provided the gear for us when we first started playing. But it's a great setup, and there's no question about it. It was a credit to the club to turn the pitch out of the conditions in today. It looked absolutely superb.
Yeah.
And you'd be proud. You'd be quite proud to be a Ballyshannon. And that's going to hang me. That's a parochial comment, but I mean it.
Yeah. Everybody's from somewhere, Pádraig.
Yeah,
Donegal 122, Derry 119. Okay. Joined by Jim McGuinness, Donegal manager. He's a busy man. Jim, the last 10 minutes my heart was in my mouth. That was like championship football. Did it feel like that on the sideline?
Probably the last 10 minutes it did. It felt very dreary for a long time up to that, to be honest with you.
It wasn't great.
No, we were very, very tired. We had no energy, that's the bottom line, I suppose. That's something we'll have to go away and we'll have to think about, but I don't think we should overanalyse it. I suppose it is the fifth week on the bounce for the boys, and probably from a physical point of view, it did look like it caught up with us today. And I know something similar yesterday in games with Kerry, and the same comments were probably being made. We were just fortunate today, I think, that we had that wee bit of a boost off the bench. Oran McFadden, Ferry, Michael, Owen McHugh got some really good breaks, and Oran Doherty all gave us good energy going forward, and probably just was enough to try and swing the game back in our favour. And obviously you have the home crowd and you have the wind at your back as well, and we made them all count when it mattered.
You're safe now, technically safe, 8 points, so you're in an ideal position for the last two games where you can try out things and use players. So what do you do, because you've got a lot of hungry guys who want time?
Yeah, no, definitely. And there's a lot of lads that do need time. You know, Niall O'Donnell, like, coming back into it, needs time. Oran McFadden, Ferry, Keelan, all them fellas that are coming back into the fold, they all do need game time. Michael Murphy himself, you know, and this was a great game for Michael, a home game, no travel, you know, and he was fresh coming off the back of a break himself. So that's what we're trying to do, just manage all the players and manage all their minutes, if you like, and still continue to try and win games, which we just about managed to do today.
A lot of people were making this point that Donegal haven't scored a goal in five games, but you certainly created two gilt edge opportunities and the keeper got in the way. Jamie Brennan had those two chances, but it's not as if you're not capable of creating goal chances. So the fact that the ball was actually put in the net must be pleasing as well, because it becomes a little bit of a monkey on your back.
It's something to talk about or something to write about. I was asked the question in Galway, and I was asked, is it a problem or is it an issue? It's not, like, you know, at the end of the day, it's the National League, it's round five in the National League. You know, there's going to be time to work on all that stuff and get ready for all that, see what's trending. But at the end of the day, there was a good bit of incision play the day. Michael was really good for the goal, nice and composed, relaxed, simple hand pass, good positioning on the edge of the square, and Shane finished really well. And on another day, Jamie would have had two goals. That's the reality, you know. So no, listen, you just have to take all of that and put it into the mix when we go back to training, and I suppose try to continue to develop opportunities where we get those goal scoring opportunities.
I'm conscious of my colleagues waiting here. They've been waiting a while for you, and I don't want to keep you too long, but I heard you give an Oisin interesting answer to the rule enhancements. I think I heard you saying that you're still going out into games and you're not fully sure of certain things, and there's is it a lack of communication or a lack of information, or is that the same thing?
It's probably both, and, you know, I'm not sure if the referees are on the same page sometimes as, you know, what's coming out as well. I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, you know, and it's like we're in the game and we're coaching every single week, and it's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up when you're watching the game last night and we're taken aback, you know, by what's going on as much as everybody else. For me, there's serious challenges physically, and I've said that from the very first league game that we had against Dublin. You know, there's serious challenges physically on the players, and now one of the circuit breakers, if you like, to being able to get a breather was the kick out, and now they're taking that away. So it's tough. It's very, very, very demanding. And as I said earlier, we had 5 weeks of that in the bounce, and so I will, you know, whether we're not happy about a lot of things today, I will sort of make peace with that over the coming weeks.
Sinead, I don't want to make her cross, she's waving at me, but I have one last question. 20 seconds is too short for a kick out. The time last night was watching the Dublin game as well. And I mean, and the point was made on RTE that others are getting, in other codes, are getting 60 seconds. It seems very, very short.
Yeah, well, it's not just about that. We're saying that the keeper can't take passes. We're saying now that you can't work on your kick out strategies, because you can't work on a kick-out strategy if you've only 20 seconds to kick it out. Yeah. You can't even get out to the middle of the park. Yeah. We're shouting at the midfielders to get out, and they're not even in. That, you know, so they're on about high fielding. You know, how can you create a game with high fielding in it when you can't even get out to the midfield and turn yourself around and face the kick-out because your teammates are under a time constraint, you know? And listen, there was nothing wrong on that front anyway. If a referee sees a goalkeeper and the goalkeeper's deliberately wasting time, you book him. And that's what you do. You break them and you give a free kick. As simple as that there. But to say there's a stop clock on, you know, like, think about the game last night. In reality, Dublin are 12 points down and they're getting hammered in the game in that moment. And their keeper is blown for wasting time. They need to get their hands on the ball. The last thing that Evan Comerford was doing was wasting time. And he did it under 20 seconds anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, like, if he's strolling out and they're 12 points up, and he's killing time. That is a very different thing. So the common sense part of it to me doesn't make sense, and that's why I feel there seems to be a push towards playing under fatigue, playing the game at the highest level, the highest tempo, under fatigue all the time. That's what I feel is happening with every one of the enhancements. It always seems to revert back to that.
Forgive me for being parochial, but you personally have a very good record, 4 out of 4 in Ballyshannon. Owen O'Neill, president of our club, passed away last night. It was almost like it was the gods were saying that Donegal would win today. I know that's me being a little bit kind of silly, but today is a very special day.
Yeah, very, very, very special day.
And people are going home happy from here.
Yeah, but it's a very sad weekend for Donegal as well, you know, with the tragedy that happened on Friday. And we were at a function on Friday night when that word came through, and it just absolutely stops you in your track. And, you know, you wish you could do something, you wish you can turn the clock back.
Perspective changes.
It's incredible, and it's there's a cloud hanging over the county in many respects this weekend. So our thoughts are with all those families, and when you're talking about something like that, you're talking about a lot of families.
And in Letterkenny and Kilcar as well.
Absolutely.
She's really cross with me now, so I better let you go. Thanks, Jim, and well done.
All the best. Thank you.
That's the story from Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon. It's been a good day for Donegal, and a storming finish. Donegal 122, Derry 119. Derry relegated, Donegal safe.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.